According to the Mayan calendar, the world is expected to end on December 21st, 2012. Whether by natural disaster, nuclear fallout, or some other doomsday event, one Southern California man is keeping the deadline in mind with hopes of providing a solution. Entrepreneur Robert Vecino is building and selling spaces and underground shelters across the country. He's the visionary behind the $200 million project called Vivos, with a goal to retrofit or build as many as 20 bunkers around the U.S. ahead of any catastrophic event that may threaten life as we know it.
The Mayan calendar just happens to be the perfect time, and there's a lot of awareness. We have it on there on our website as kind of a metaphor for, hey, if you believe, here's the number of days. But, you know, who's to say when it's going to happen? It could happen tomorrow. You know, whatever the reason that you may need a shelter like this can happen anytime.
Vecino denies that he's promoting a doomsday scenario in order to move his product and increase the number of units sold. He says there are plenty of other forces in play that are creating a concern for many who fear that the end of the world may happen in their lifetime.
So we're just providing a solution. We're not fanning the flames of fear. The media is already doing a good enough job of that for us, and Mother Nature, and perhaps the Al-Qaeda. We're just providing a solution. That's all we are.
Several, including the one located in the Mojave Desert, 170 miles from Los Angeles, are former power stations with walls that are 3 feet thick. Vecino emphasized their disaster-proof durability.
We're nuclear blast resistant. We're biological and chemical proof. We're waterproof. We're earthquake proof to several force 10 earthquakes on the Richter scale. In fact, this entire facility can be shoved through the earth sideways 30 feet, and it will not hurt the facility.
The underground cities will all be located within 150 to 200 miles of major cities on high ground. Each one will be fully equipped to meet the needs of its inhabitants for up to 1 year. Vecino says he's already receiving 50 to 100 applications a day and fielding international calls from a variety of interested parties. In Los Angeles, I'm John Russell for Reuters.